This is the off season.
The voice in your ears is Perfect Purpose, and welcome to the off season. I'm here to talk about all things relevant to me during the offseason period of American football in Europe. Today's topic is, you play to win the game. First off, let's give credit to NFL coach Herm Edwards. At an October midweek press conference back in 2002, after the New York Jets had lost yet another game during a horrible season.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it. That's the great thing about sports. You play to win. And I don't care if you don't have any wins. You go play to win. When you start telling me it doesn't matter, then retire. Get out. Because it matters.
Okay, so let's talk context. Sports are played to have winners. All the other stuff is good. You know, you get to be a great character. It can have you set up for life. You build trust and relationships. You learn how to deal with, you know, group settings. All that is great. But the reason they keep score and the reason that the results are recorded is because there are winners. There's a winner and a loser. And obviously, losing is never the goal. So you play sports to have winners. If you join a sport, you plan on winning. No one joins a sport outside of winning in the sport. I mean, obviously, there's other reasons why people might start a hobby or might say they want to do something because, oh, well, someone else is doing it, blase, blase. But ultimately, when you're playing in games, there's not one person that is going to play a sport with no intention of winning. Like, that's just not how humans work. Even if you're doing something in the hopes of, you know, other benefits, you still try to win. And that's the context of this conversation, is that we all play to win. And just context-wise, I mean that there shouldn't be any other reasons. I don't really care for what's going on in the world today. Obviously, I don't get too political. But, you know, we're at an age where people get participation trophies all the time. And I'm okay with, you know, if you participate, you get a little something. That's cool. But there still needs to be a winner. And the thing is, if you don't separate the winners from losers, you take the very essence of sport away from sports. And obviously, I'm talking sports in general, but specifically football is a sport that I'm more passionate about than any other. But speaking in football, you have a lot of people on a field trying to do something. It doesn't take that many of them to not try to win for a team to lose. So if you want to win the game, everyone needs to be, you know, playing to win the game. I believe, and this is just my personal opinion, I believe that not everyone should play football. Not everyone should be on the team. And I know in Europe it's a different situation because you only have so many players, but still, I'd rather only suit up 9 players than have 11 and 2 of them don't want to win. And that's where we're at right now in society. Oh, I'm talking big topics, is that when we play sports, we're letting everyone have an opportunity, or we're trying to make it equal, and winning isn't the ultimate goal. It's more like everybody has their own agendas, obviously, but sports are played to have winners. And that's the main context that I want to keep going back to, is that win or lose, everyone learns from the experience of playing the sport. If you win, you learn what it took for you to win. You learn what you had to do to get a win over someone else in that competition. And if you lost, you see exactly why you lost. You understand that this is why that person is a winner, that team are winners, and your teams are losers in that moment. I'm not calling anybody a loser in life or anything, but in that moment, there's winners and losers. What's really good about sports is we do a lot of like ad lib talking about sports and comparing and things like that. But what you can't take away from somebody is if they win. Now, if someone loses, they can always say, okay, I can try again. But if someone wins, that's it. Like, you can't take that away from them. They if they lose after that, it doesn't take away the win. You know, if someone wins a championship playing Little League flag football in 1992, is that me? I might be just talking about myself. If someone wins a championship in 1992, 20 years later, 30 years later, I guess, 2022, you can't tell that person they're not a champion. You can't tell them they didn't win that game. Like, there's nothing you could do about that. And that's the point of sports, is that no matter all the other stuff that you learn, you know, how to do teamwork, how to become a good person, and all the life lessons that coaches instill in you and all that stuff, that's cool. That is real good. A lot of that is subjective and relative to situations. But the fact remains, you play to win the game. So if you win, that's it. You did exactly what you were supposed to do or what you wanted to do, and no one can take that away from you. So just talking about expanding on the phrase, you know, you play to win the game. Another angle that I would take on this phrase is that winning is a goal and nothing else matters. Meaning, you know, moral victories, that's great, but those aren't wins. If you don't think you're going to win, then you shouldn't play. But the ultimate goal is to win, meaning no matter what your role is, what your goals in life are, winning is the goal of whatever sport you're playing. Whatever you're doing should be gearing you towards winning. And that's why you play the game. Just to go one step further, that's why no one wins in practice. You got a lot of people who will be like, you know, you practice like you play. Bullshit. Bullshit. You practice to get better so that you can play at a certain level and win. You don't necessarily practice like you play. There's things that you have to do in practice that you don't do in the game because that's not game situation, or that's not something you can control in a game. You know, when you practice a play, you mess up, you redo it in practice. You can't redo that in the game. Therefore, you can't practice like you play. But if you practice that play enough times in the game, when situations happen, you will have more experience on what to do in the game, which is what you're trying to do with your practice, is you're trying to prepare to win. You're not just preparing to prepare, and you're also not practicing exactly like you would play a game, because that's just stupid. I didn't even mean to talk about that phrase, but that's just stupid. You actually practice to get better, to play your best during the game. And winning is the goal, which means how you go about it. I mean, I'm not condoning cheating, but I will stand by the phrase that if you're not cheating, you're not trying, which in my subjective view, that just means if you're not trying to find the best way to win. Okay, you don't necessarily have to cheat, but there are loopholes in the world. There are ways to get from point A to point B that are different than the norm and the common route. And there's other ways to make yourself get there better or faster that are still legal. And if that's the case, what are you doing those things for? Why are you trying to do that? To win, because winning is the goal. Nothing else really matters. And again, I know that sounds really like, oh man, that's very general. Nothing else matters. In the context of playing sports, everything else is secondary to winning. Winning is the goal. Everything else you do is great, but ultimately the number one goal that every team has is winning. And me, myself, I always say winning is a result of everything I've done. But why am I doing everything else? To win. So obviously it's the result. But it doesn't necessarily take away from the fact that it's the actual goal. There's one goal that everyone who's playing a sport has, and that's to win. And again, back to what Herm Edwards say, you play to win the game. I don't want to beat a dead horse over the head with this one. So just summing it up, the opportunity to win is why you play. That's what makes sports great. That's what Herm said. Like, that's what really resonates with this statement, is that you might lose, but you also might win. And that's why you always play. Even if the odds are against you, you still try to win, aka you play to win the game. A lot of things that I've said earlier about the practices, you can practice a certain way. Maybe your practice doesn't go great, but the team you're playing against, they also didn't have great practice. That's why you play the game. There's games where, you know, someone's a favorite, someone's not the favorite. I've been watching a lot of Vikings lately, so maybe the luck of the gods is faded on what's going to happen in the game. But ultimately, the opportunity to win is always given, no matter what anyone says before, after, or during a sporting event, competition, match, whatever you're playing. The opportunity to win is always there, and as long as that's there, you play to win. You don't tank. You don't go in saying, I'm going to play bad on purpose. You play to win the game. And I think it's one of those things where if someone who isn't really into sports starts talking about, well, you know, some of the games are rigged and blase, blase, I 100% believe that is bullshit, because there's a lot on the line in terms of pride, money, and just personal respect for other human beings. If you're playing a sport, and this, for me, what really makes this different is that I believe that any sport at any level, you play to win. When my 3, now 4-year-old daughter decides that she wants to race me, I feel that if I don't beat her, I didn't play to win. Now, if I don't run, I didn't participate. That's different. Now, if she beats me and I wasn't running, okay, she can call it a win all she wants to, but I wasn't really participating, so that doesn't count as a win. But if I'm running, I promise you, she getting her ass beat. And that goes for everything we do. We also play basketball once a week, and we have some competitions, and she loses. But actually, she does beat me sometimes. But that has a lot to do with the fact that she's shorter, so she can get lower than me. But again, I don't let her win. And that's the thing, is winning is always the goal. And I would never play or participate in any type of sport if I wasn't trying to win. And I really think that we're getting to a point in human history right now where at most levels of sports, that's not the goal for everyone, which makes it harder to determine who's actually good and who's not good. Even speaking more specifically, like football in Europe, you know, you have some teams where, let me just talk Finland, because that's where I know. You got some teams out here where they literally are just trying not to come in last so they don't get relegated. That winning, I don't know how to verbally say how much that hurts my heart when I see things like that. Because if winning isn't the goal, don't play. That's what I'm really getting it down to. If winning isn't your goal, don't play, because you play to win. And if you're not playing to win, if anyone on your team is not playing to win, get them to fuck off your team, or have that team reevaluated on if they're actually a team. Or if anyone's playing a sport and they're not trying to win and it's an individual sport, then just don't play the sport. It's one of the most disrespectful things you can do. Personally, I used to play football years ago. You know, I'm an old man now, so I don't play anymore. The reason I don't play is that my heart wasn't into playing. And I felt that I would have been doing a disservice to anyone I played with or against if I was to show up and play, practice, and not be fully into it. Because I wouldn't be playing to win. I would just be playing to play. And that's something that is disrespectful to the sport, to other people, and you might not feel it, but that's disrespectful to yourself if that's how you go about it. So I'll try not to keep rambling on. I feel like this is going to be a short episode. I just had a little bit to say about this, and I really just wanted to, you know, utilize the Herm Edwards phrase, you play to win the game. So that's it for this topic. I want to say thank you to anyone listening to this episode or any of my podcast episodes. And thanks for rocking with me during the off season.
This is the off season.